Before we check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine, we have a message from the mayor of Kyiv.
Good morning, Chicago. It's Vitaly Klitschko, mayor of Kyiv, sister city of Chicago, Kyiv, capital of Ukraine.
That's a nice way to start the day. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, Bob. Good morning to you. Hello from Kyiv. And indeed, that was a recording that I made from the offices of Mayor Klitschko on Friday, where I was broadcasting. When I spoke to you on Friday, about 2 minutes after we finished talking, I went to meet the mayor in his office to talk about a couple things, including the longtime partnership and friendship between the city of Chicago and the city of Kyiv. Really, since 1991, almost since the fall of the Soviet Union, there has been a sister city connection between Chicago and Kyiv. And you know, as everyone knows, I mean, there's so many great Ukrainians and Ukrainian Americans in Chicago, and some of the key people in America working for Ukrainian victory are there in Chicago. And so Mayor Klitschko, as we finished our meeting, he wanted to make sure he sent those greetings for this Monday morning to everyone. So you have, you know, a former world heavyweight champ telling everyone time to get out of bed and get to work there in Chicago. And, you know, Vitaly Klitschko and his brother Vladimir were both world heavyweight champs. In fact, in 2011, they were both put into the Guinness Book of World Records as brothers with the most world heavyweight title fight wins. But even through their boxing careers, they also were champions of Ukrainian freedom. And the Klitschko brothers, when they were kids, they were in Chernobyl. They had to be evacuated. Their father was working there. And then they have a history going back on both sides of their family to, you know, Ukrainians who were oppressed by the Russians, going back to the Great Famine, the Holodomor, that was executed by Stalin against Ukrainians in the 1930s. And so in 2004, when Ukrainians had their Orange Revolution, which was really the second big attempt after 1991 to break away from the Moscow grip, the Klitschko brothers were there in the streets with the Ukrainian people. And very prominently, and this is why, you know, I think that this is what created the foundation for Vitaly Klitschko to become mayor of Kyiv. But in 2013 and 2014, the Klitschko brothers, you know, world superstars and celebrities were there in the streets in that winter of 2013 to 2014, standing with the people, demanding their freedom, demanding that they, you know, saying that they no longer wanted to live under Moscow tyranny. And as I talked with the mayor, you know, talking about, you know, what needs to happen for the future for Ukraine, but also to recall, you know, in those early days of the full scale Russian invasion in February and March of 2022, you know, so much of that came down to the battle for Kyiv, and the mayor was keen, very much a part of that. And as we think of these stories of what happened to Ukraine in 2014. You know, I talk about it as much as I can, but it's something that still often gets, I think, missed in a lot of the narratives. You know, if there had been no revolution, then there would be no reason for this war. There would be no war right now because Russia would already control, they would control Ukraine by controlling the politicians. And I saw from a Ukrainian activist, she wrote on LinkedIn the other day, she said, "The more I live, the more I realize just how big of a feat Ukrainians pulled off during the Maidan Revolution. We were just doing what we thought was necessary, but I didn't realize that most people won't do what's necessary in circumstances like these." And what she means is, you know, when Ukrainians were faced with the threat of losing their freedom once again to Moscow, they said, you know, we can't accept it. We have to stand in the streets, even if the secret police are going to shoot at us, we're going to stand there. And for a few years, they were able to carve out this incredible freedom. And that's how so often this comes up in conversation in Kyiv. You know, what a cool, energetic, free place this was before 2022. Mm-hmm. And Ukrainians carved out that space. And now, you know, the price of that is now, you know, because they insisted on being free, now they have to face these ballistic missiles and drones every day. And As we look over the weekend, it was big news just across the Black Sea from Ukraine. So to the east, the nation of Georgia, where the people there, they call that country Saakashvili. It's a small nation, about 4 or 5 million people. They were also part of the Soviet Union, and they declared their independence in 1991. In the early 2000s, they had a very innovative president, Mikhail Saakashvili. It became a free market country. And now it looks like they're being pulled back into the orbit of Russia. They had elections over the weekend. The pro-Kremlin regime of the prime minister seems to have won the election. The president of Georgia, who is separately elected, she was actually born in France. She stands with the people, the protesters, wanting to be free and wanting to reject Kremlin control. So she's saying that the election was illegitimate. But there was widespread reports of thuggery happening at different polling places. And it's very heavy for Ukrainians, too, to look at this, to see that Georgia, you know, a sort of a much smaller version of Ukraine, that the Russians are able to, it seems, control that country through the ballot box. And so the question for Georgians these next days is, will they take to the streets the same way that Ukrainians did, that Mayor Klitschko did in 2014? Will they take to the streets even facing the threat of violence? And they have Ukraine to look at both as an example of how to stand up, but you also see the consequences. And, you know, again, you see, if you stand up too much against the tyrants, you face ballistic missiles every single day.
We shall see what happens there. Also, big news, several thousand North Korean soldiers have arrived in Russia's western Kursk region. A question many have, in fact, one of our listeners texted us, does involving Korea show a sign of Russian weakness or a sign of strength? Please let me know. I'm not sure I understand. Joe?
I think it is. It is that Russians are turning to North Korea because they were in a weakened position, but they turned to North Korea in order to become stronger. And if that turn is not met with a strong response from the West, with more permission for Ukraine to fight back, then indeed this will be a moment of a weakened Russia becoming significantly stronger. So it's a transition point.
Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joe, I hope one day soon the mayor of Kyiv and you come to Chicago and we celebrate the end of the war. Doesn't that sound good?
I look forward to it. And I hope those were I hope it was a good wake-up call from the mayor of Kyiv to the city of Chicago.
We enjoyed it.
Tell us more about things.
We enjoyed it.